local, sports, and international news. Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We take a look at stories making headlines. Court sets aside order to return Isiel's body to family. Dr. Stumbekom Sokotwane presents a 26.3 billion Kwacha supplementary budget to boost agriculture, social protection and reforms. Robert Mugabe's son deported from the South Africa over a firearm offense. The voice of development. With the news in detail, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. The Pretoria High Court has set aside its earlier order to return the body of former President Edgar Lungu to his family pending the determination of the appeal from before the Supreme Court of Appeal. According to a ruling delivered this afternoon, the court directed that the former president's body be placed in the care of AVBOB in Pretoria East, with all costs to be covered by the government of Zambia. The court further stated that in the event that AVBOB declines the appointment, it will designate an alternative mortuary to take custody of the remains. The arrangement will remain in place until the Supreme Court of Appeal makes a final determination in the matter. The court also ruled that the Lungu family will continue to have access to the body in line with an earlier order issued in June 2025. However, it stressed that any other individual seeking access to the body must first obtain a court order with notice given to the family. The ruling effectively replaces an earlier agent order issued on April 22 regarding the handling and storage of the former president's remains as the legal dispute between family and the Zambian government continues.
Yes, according to Rule 6, cost of reserve, but I mean to, way too. I do not think this is an appropriate matter that cost should be reserved, and I don't think it's an appropriate matter that cost should be made in favor of any of the parties. My prima facie view is there should be no orders to cost, Mr. Smith. The ex parte application is set aside, so there is no pending application for this dispute any longer. In my view, there should be no orders to cost, but if you strenuously insist on the issue of cost, then you must convince me to what forum the cost should be reserved.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has increased the pump prices of diesel, kerosene and jet A1 for the month of May 2026, citing rising international oil prices. ARB board chairperson James Bander says that the adjustment follows a review which showed significant increase in global petroleum prices, largely driven by geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. During the review period, the price of diesel rose by over 23%, while kerosene and jet A1 increased by more than 17%. Mr. Bander says that despite the increase in the kwacha, appreciated slightly against the United States dollar, which helped to cushion the full impact on local prices. He says diesel has now been adjusted to 33 kwacha 99 ngwe per litre, kerosene to 35 kwacha, and jet A1 to 37 kwacha 98 ngwe per litre. Meanwhile, the price of petrol remains unchanged at 27 kwacha 15 ngwe per litre, as the changes fell within the allowable threshold. The Ministry of Agriculture has called on the private sector and members of the public to take advantage of investment opportunities in the agricultural sector, particularly in storage infrastructure, to enhance productivity and reduce post-harvest losses. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Yulu says that government has set an ambitious production target under the leadership of President Alain De Ichilema, aiming to produce 10 million metric tons of maize and 1 million metric tons of wheat and soybean annually by 2031. Mr. Yulu says that achieving this targets requires a coordinated approach involving all stakeholders, with increased investment in storage facilities critical to safeguarding harvest and minimizing losses. He says that while production efforts are being scaled up, storage capacity remains a key gap that must be addressed to ensure food security and value retention. Mr. Yulu also notes that Zambia continues to record low productive productivity per hectare across various regions. He says that to address this, government has rolled out the mechanized 360 strategy aimed at improving efficiency and output among farmers.
Government has been spending a lot of money on larger pieces of land in terms of wanting to produce more, but that has not been the case. It has been compromised by the fact that we still have a problem when it comes to productivity per hectare. And because we are addressing that, what we've done as government is that we have invested in what is called mechanized 360 strategy, where we have established over 125 mechanization centers across the country. And the idea under the strategy is to have at least a district over 6 mechanization centers.
Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stumbekom Sokotwan, has presented a 26.3 billion Kwacha supplementary budget to Parliament, detailing allocations to support agriculture, settle public sector obligations, strengthen social protection, and finance electoral and mining sector reforms. Dr. Sokotwan says that 7.4 billion Kwacha, or 28.3% of the supplementary estimates, will go to the Minister of Agriculture to replenish resources used for 2025 to 2026 Farmer Input Support Program and clear outstanding payments to agro dealers to secure national strategic food reserves. The minister explained that 7.5 billion kwacha, representing 28.5 billion, is proposed under loans, including 22.9 billion kwacha for public service wage increases of 750 kwacha following union negotiations, and 2.1 billion kwacha to clear domestic arrears owed to contractors and suppliers to improve liquidity in the economy. Dr. Msokotwani notes that 1.3 billion kwacha is allocated to the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services, with 955.7 million kwacha for the social cash transfer program after a rise in beneficiaries, and 350 kwacha nangwe, 350.9 million for the Food Security Pact to address arrears from accelerated implementation. He adds that the Electoral Commission of Zambia will receive 1.1 billion kwacha to cover budget shortfalls and the increase in polling stations from 12,132 to 16,400, and meet additional election costs rising from constitutional amendments and raised constituencies from 156 to 226. The minister says that the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development is allocated 1.1 billion kwacha, with 966.9 million kwacha for the ongoing National Airborne Geophysical Survey to enhance mineral exploration, and 153.6 million kwacha to operationalize the new Mineral Regulation Commission.
Out of the recommended 26.3 billion kwacha, an amount of 7.4 billion kwacha, representing 28.3%, has been allocated to the Ministry of Agriculture. This allocation is intended to replenish resources that were earlier utilized to pay small-scale farmers who provided maize during the 2025 crop marketing season, as well as pay arrears to agro dealers for inputs acquired from them under the Farmer Input Supply Program, FISIP, during the 2025-2026 farming season.
And now, business news. Business news.
Zambia has recorded an increase in financial inclusion to 80.1% in 2025, up from 69.4% in 2020, and more than double the 33.7% reported in 2005, when the first FinScope survey was done. The latest survey shows that the gender gap narrowing to 2.2 percentage points from 3.2, with female inclusion climbing to 79.2% as targeted reforms gain attraction. Rural financial health jumped over threefold to 37.6% from 11.3%, while overall national financial health growth rose to 39.1% from 13.6%, though still short of the 51% moderately healthy benchmark. Speaking during the launch of the 2025 FinSCO survey, top line of findings, Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Denny Kalyalia says that